Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Shade of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, Matt Thomas, and the Neuron Report. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, brother freaking Jim Point Man Trend Man. This is good. It's a good day, man, because I'm still alive. And that's funny, your topic's alive, because my accident happened tonight at 9 o'clock. Boom.
32 years ago tonight at 9 p.m., that's when you went off the bridge, dropped 30 feet in a Volkswagen Beetle. You were the passenger. A drunk driver was driving it. He drove off the cliff.
He jumped out and broke his leg.
He jumped out before it went off the bridge, and then you went over the cliff. You went through the windshield, hit your head on the rocks below. And were you in a coma for 3 months? And here you are.
It was funny because he passed out when he broke his leg, but I read that in the police report. But I was still conscious for 20 minutes until the fire department got there and said, I said, they asked me if anything hurt, and I said my back, so they thought I broke it. And then I went into a coma right after I said that.
What, before you went into the coma, could you move all your limbs and everything?
Or no, I don't remember anything. I just remember partying on Lake Sherwood that day. Underage drinking, my fellow partners of crime. But, you know, and then, I was just sitting there for like 20 minutes, and I got blessed that the fire department was only like 4 miles away, 5 miles away from the accident scene. And the guy, if you look at the accident scene itself, the guy leaning on the car was the guy watering and heard it. He was watering like 20 feet away from it.
What was he watering? His lawn or something?
It was a horse stable. It's called Foxfield Riding Stable, and the bridge is called the Petrel Valley Creek Bridge. That's why I want to try to get it renamed to the Matthew Thomas Bridge, because it affected my life forever.
That's unbelievable. You were fortunate. So he was there. Did he call 911 as soon as it happened?
Yeah, he called 911, but then there was two FBI agents going to their house in Sherwood, and they had to get out of the way of the car that, because we went in the other lane, they had to get out of the way in the dirt section of the road, and when they turned around, we were gone. So they called, and that guy called.
And then the hospital was how far away?
And that was wrong. And luckily, because the hospital is shut down now, but the hospital was only like 7 miles away.
And then you had to, because you went into the coma, they had a golden hour, right? They had an hour to do some procedure.
Because I had swelling of the brain, and that's where there's blood gushing out, and that's where I had the multiple cerebral contusions with ventricular bleed. So that you hear that in my next documentary with my neurologist, but it was all the brain injury on both sides of my hemispheres of my brain. You know, frontal, temporal, parietal, on the left side, basal, and then we had the thalamus and occipital on the right side. And all this was just because I wanted to have fun. And I was going to start football the next day in Moorpark College, an outside linebacker, trying to get more scholarships. Got told that Friday. That's the last thing I remember, you know?
That is just an unbelievable story. Every year, you obviously relive it. You relive it every day.
Yeah, and yesterday, I was at Claim Jumper, and I was getting, the guy didn't call the police, but he was being ignorant, you know? I was being kind of loud, because I knew the bartender, sitting at the bar, getting my thing. I was like, oh, yeah, April, you know? And then he got up and he said, why don't you just leave her alone? I was all, why don't you be quiet? I know her, man. And then he's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then I went over to get my silverware, and he's all, don't bring your drunk butt over to her. Well, he didn't say butt, he said the word, you know. Don't bring your drunk butt over by me. I was all, I'm just getting this. He was getting real, like, fearful. And then I said, I'm just having a head injury. I just had a head injury, sir. You know, and all this stuff. So it was another episode, but no police involved, but just kind of ignorance from people. I don't mean to be rude, but it's just like, if I were to be on the outside of me and her saw me, I'd be on that guy's wasted, man. But, you know, what can I do?
And just to make everybody aware of this, the way Matt talks, the way he acts, is all related to that 32 years ago tonight injury, you know, going into a coma, just a horrific crash, and he's here today.
But if you think about it, that my little speech problem, my little limp, my little happiness, what's wrong with that? Those are three things that I got, you know? I mean, but what am I doing? I'm driving a car. I'm freaking on the house. I'm doing a house. I'm hydro biking. I'm doing a golf tournament. I'm able to put, you know, process things. I'm doing most of everything, but it's through God's grace only that I'm able to do this and that, to be able to do these things, you know?
Yeah, I give you full respect, Matt. I'm sure a lot of the listeners do too. And if anybody wants to congratulate Matt on his 32 years afterwards achieving all he has, his phone number, and also there's another reason for it. He's putting on a 4th of July party at his home, right on the water, on the bay in Newport Beach. There's three fireworks shows at night. There's also a boat parade during the day. And something that will really entice you or drive you away forever is the guy cooking the food is yours truly. Yes, I'm going to be barbecuing at Matt's home. So if you're interested in going and you know Matt, or you feel comfortable talking to Matt, and you'd like to go on 4th of July to his wonderful home and experience the joy of hanging around Matt Thomas, which is always fun. I mean, he's now one of my close friends, and I love the guy. Yeah. Here's Matt's number if you want to go to the 4th of July party. It's 949-375-1178. That's 949-375-1178.
No, it's cool. If they want to say congratulations, but it was my fault too for getting in the car, you know?
Yeah, but you can't blame.
And then there's just so many different reasons, you know?
Yeah,
I just got a text from Beverly. She sent me, you know, that was, thank you, Beverly. Thank you.
Salty Bev and Handyman Chris.
Salty Bev, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Matt. And we're going to have also an instant request for you, too, after the segment, right? A special instant request for a song that means a lot, the day of your injury, right?
Well, yeah, because I was coming home from the hospital after I got let out. And then the song, I was going down Roscoe Boulevard in the valley, and the song that came on was from Ozzy Osbourne, Mom, I'm Coming Home. Because I just moved out. I was living in Northridge for 3 months, so I had all these different things. And then, boom, I was coming home, because times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mom, I'm coming home, you know. And then I was home, but it doesn't just change me. It changes the whole structure of the house. Yeah, it was my ignorant for getting in the car, for letting my brother be all that lameness. He was 10 years older than me, underage drinking, you know.
Matt, I think we've got a couple people. Good morning. There's two of you on here. You're live with Matthew Thomas. Who's on the line?
This is Ragu again.
Ragu, and who else is on there? I guess it's Ragu. Go ahead. You're on with Matt.
Congratulations, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who years ago got in a serious accident. I mean, his head was like,
I don't know how many months he was in the hospital. This happened before I met him. But, I mean, when he got out,
he was in a car accident, right?
Yeah. I mean, his head was, just fractured, like you would believe a skull. You can still feel his head and feel all the scars and everything. And Matt's speech is like 100% better than my friend's. I mean, when he calls me on the phone, like, he'll ask if I want to come over to his dad's house for a barbecue, and his Raul, Q. I go, where? Dad. And that's basically what, you know, I get. But knowing him for all these years, like, I can have a good conversation with him. Oh, it was like 15, 20 years ago when this happened.
All right, man. That's, I mean, got it. Well, all I can say is, practice, where is he located?
Right now, he's out in Nevada.
Oh, okay. Well, I can, shoot, well, we can talk, meet him, and he can just keep doing therapy. That's right. That's all because me now, that's all I've been doing. And now it's past, I did that for 20, 25 years, reading, talking, walking. Now it's on the business form of my frontal lobes.
By the way, Raghu, yeah. Matt does not miss a beat. He's aware of everything. His hearing is too good.
What?
Just kidding. Yeah. Matt is on it.
When he was talking about being in a bar or whatever, me and a friend, his name's Steve, we were kicking in the bar over here in Newport Beach, and he was trying to get the bartender over there, and he was hearing them talk, and he's going, I'm not going to serve you. You already have too much to drink already. And then he kept calling them over, you know, and he didn't want nothing to do with them. Then he wanted to show them the medallion he had around his neck to explain the problem. And the bartender's going, I don't want to see your damn jewelry. I told you I'm not going to serve you. I go, no, please, just read that. That'll explain everything. After that, go, oh, man, I'm sorry, man. Just, this drink's free and all that. He's all apologetic.
Matt, you get that all the time, too.
Yeah, man. And seeing how, well, if we could, does he have a limp and stuff?
Oh, yeah. He really screwed up both of his knees. He recently had surgery on another knee. I mean, from the accident. So the lip is from the damage.
It's from the hurt, not the brain, right?
No, it's not from the brain. It's from the accident.
All right. So then, he has that. And see, and I just had, that was my root canal. I had a reaction to the thing in my face. My left side of my face was completely whacked out, man. The muscles, you know. But anyways. Yeah. We got to get back. He's got to just keep, have him listen to, have him go to my website. Maybe he can get some inspiration, but he can do this if he tries. So that's a major thing, you know?
Yeah. Matt's website is positive-matters.org. So thanks, Raghu.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Raghu. We'll talk. All right, brother.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Matt, give your contact information, obviously, positive-matters.org, your website.
And then my, if you Google Straight Out of a Coma, that'll take you to it. But my phone number is 949-375-1178. And, I'm having a little get together. Poor man cooking and the Ames being the waitress.
And I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully, you know.
Yeah, it'll be a mellow crowd, neighbors, everyone will be, you know, having fun. But Bo Prey starts at 1, leaving the, my mom used to love that. I'll bust out some pictures of the Bo Prey when she used to decorate the house, the boat. I got that from her in my house. Miss James helped me decorate the house, so that was good. That was good.
And we'll be barbecuing, I guess, burgers, chicken, and ribs. So that'll be good.
Oh, all right, man. We built the Weber. Miss James helped with that, too. We got that all in one day.
All right. I'm going to play your instant request now, Matt. So go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so Ozzy. So that'll be good. All right. Hey, blessings, and thanks to everyone for calling. Thanks for everyone for listening to the Neuron Report. It's just gonna grow. And my ride's coming up August 23rd, 2023, from Catalina across the Pacific Ocean to the Newport Beach Sheriff Harbor Patrol dock. And then golf swimming will be in next year. But then we have, it's gonna be good with all this. And then, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, and if anybody has any problems, just call up and contact my number, 949-375-1178, and then we can get you on the air. It just doesn't matter if, you know, your dog passes away, whatever. It's a neuron report because you go through your amygdalas get affected, your emotions. Got to let everyone know. Everyone knows your frontal lobe issue. Okay, thanks, Farman.
Thank you, Matt. Here's Ozzie.